So you've decided to download and listen to a little podcast entitled What is Libertarianism? Of course, there could be a number of reasons for this. Maybe you're just kind of curious. Maybe a friend of you told you about it. Or maybe there's someone in your family member or a close circle of friends who's driving you completely insane with arguments about how we should go back to the gold standard, and you kind of wanted to lift the lid and have a look inside the crazy world that is libertarianism. Well, thank you. Obviously, we as a movement are probably quite grateful that you've decided to download this and at least listen to one person's opinion about what libertarianism is. And since we're quite an individualistic bunch, I'm sure I will get completely flamed for just about everything I say here, but I will try and stay true to what is generally common to the movement as a whole. So, what is libertarianism? Well, you know, you've probably heard of libertarianism in one form or another. You know, you may have some images about who we are and what we are. Maybe you think of us as crazy cult survivalists from Montana with beards longer than our hair. No disrespect to Montana libertarians, who I'm sure are very nice, but we're really not that. You know, maybe you think we're like crazy cult anarchists or, you know, crazy cult bitter loners. The crazy cult thing is usually mentioned. Or, you know, maybe we're like one step above or below the Dungeons and Dragons geeks, you know, people who can't seem to get a date or keep relationships because every date we go on, we get into massive arguments about the role of the Federal Reserve and don't get any further than that. Maybe you know a libertarian who seems to pick up a newspaper and get all red and foamy because everything in it is something they disagree with. Or maybe you have an image of libertarians as people who've joined some crazy cult that forces them to argue with you every single time you get together with them. Or maybe you have an impression that libertarians are people who believe that, like, all problems, even like acne, can be traced back to the government. Well, actually, the acne one is true. You always wanted maybe a democracy full of people who knew about the Constitution, just not maybe as much as some libertarians know about the Constitution and are more than willing to share with you. Or maybe you have this image of libertarians as people who inhabit or have come from some alternate universe where, you know, Lincoln was a bad president and the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery and the Great Depression was not the result of anything to do with business and robber barons were heroes and, you know, it's some sort of up is down, black is white alternate universe where everything that you believe is kind of turned upside down and presented to you in a complete negative or a complete positive if you think it's a negative. And, you know, I guess all of the above, you know, may be true to some degree, but I don't think are a particularly helpful way to look at an intellectual movement that has a good deal of energy and focus and clarity behind it.